be deflation, factory orders plunged twice as much as expected. By John Carney on February 3, 2022. New orders for U.S.-made goods fell twice as much as expected in January and by even more than that in inflation-adjusted terms. The Commerce Department said on Thursday that factory orders dropped 0.4% in December, the largest month-to-month drop since the pandemic lockdown crash of April 2020. Economists had forecast orders tumbling just 0.2%. Factory orders are measured in nominal dollars, meaning they do not take into account inflation. When prices are rising rapidly, as they did for most of last year, even a rise in orders can actually be a contraction of output because factories may be putting out fewer goods that have higher prices. The prices of goods produced in the U.S. rose 0.9% in December, according to the Department of Labor's Producer Price Index. The prices of goods less food and energy, probably a better metric for factory inflation, rose 0.5%. The index for processed materials for intermediate demand less foods and energy, which may be the best proxy for factory orders overall, rose 0.7%. That suggests that real orders declined in December. Durable goods orders declined 0.7% while durable goods prices as measured by the Consumer Price Index rose 1.8%. Because the CPI includes import prices that the PPI excludes, the two measures are not directly comparable. But the indication is that real durable goods orders fell by more than 2%. Orders for non-durable goods declined by 0.2% and CPI prices climbed 0.9%. A special category referred to as core capital goods excludes defense orders and transportation. It is taken as a proxy for business investment. This rose 0.3% in December. The prices of private capital equipment, as measured by the PPI, which excludes imports, rose 0.6%. So even here, inflation adjustment likely indicates a real contraction. Data for November was revised higher to show orders increasing 1.8%, up from the 1.6% previously reported. Orders were up 16.9% for all of 2021 compared with the pandemic-afflicted prior year, but the Producer Price Index for Intermediate Processed Goods, a rough proxy, rose 24.4%. Orders for construction goods and supplies rose 1.3% in December and were up 17.2% for the year. The Producer Price Index for materials and components used in construction, however, rose by 1.5% month-over-month and 22% compared with December of 2020. This too suggests a real contraction masked by inflation.